I really asked for a positive response, a fighting response, and again, to go 1-0 down, the game plan was to get to half-time and try from there to build off of that, small steps. But I think we took a bigger step than that, because, you know, to go one goal down, and then the lads are really then second-guessing themselves. You know, you could see it, I could feel it. But second half, they come out with a brightness, they come out with an energy. And we move the ball better, we move the ball quicker, we move the ball better. And we got it down, and there was a real assurance. But I just said to them at half time, you know, go out and relax and enjoy it. We've nothing to lose now. You know, we're potentially going to lose 3 points, but that's all. That's all you can ever lose, home and away. I said, but, you know, make sure that we try and get the right result for Jim Nults, who had a bit of a, you know, tough time in the first half against Barry Corso. And they did that. You know, the lads have dug in. And it's a great point for us to give us a bit of a forward momentum away from home.
Of course, he made that double substitution, bringing on Ryan, bringing on Jonah as well, half-time. The team, they seemed to have a better balance, didn't they, in the second half?
Without a doubt. You know, we had a defensive balance first half, but we probably invited a bit too much pressure on us. I think second half, when we took the game to them, you know, I thought we represented us, you know, a little bit more than we have done. And, yeah, certainly second half, a different game plan. There was an energy from Lowy, there was energy from Rosie, backed up by you know, Danny May on this right hand side, and Jonah gave us a lot of energy going down the right wing. So no, it was a resolute performance. And you know, I mean, they're quite a direct team, and they've thrown it in there at every angle and every opportunity. And it's really important that you know, you stand fast and stand hard in them times, and they did do.
It was important. You had those, what, four successive corners, and of course it was from the clearance from the fourth one was when the goal came in. And of course, were you surprised to see Jonah at the end of it?
Do you know what? It's his third goal, and it's something that, you know, I've asked him to add to his game. He could have had 5 goals against Carlisle early in the season. You know, he does go and get in them areas, and he has that desire to get in, and that, you know, it's important, you know, to have that desire. You know, in your opposition box and in your box, it's an incredible quality to have, and Jonah's got that.
How did you feel Courtney got on in what you're going, what, 59, 60 minutes today? How did you think he got on that in that time?
Do you know what? He's not played much football. He's been playing the 21s league, and I can't wait on the bus to have a chat with him and feel how he's gone. He's worked hard. He's represented. He's tried to be in and around the centre halves, but it's a tough place to come to on your debut. You know, when you've been playing 21s football, it's real life, you know, in front of 5,500 fans, and there's a real verve to win a football match, and sometimes 21s football doesn't represent that. That's what I think he's learnt today. I think he's learnt a real tough shift.